Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Ireland's fourth largest supermarket, Lidl, will be getting a new boss soon. That's because the current chief executive, JP Scally, has been sent to run the French division. Mr. Scally has had to deal with many crises in his time here, including lockdowns and rampaging inflation, as well as food scares. But he's also been prominent in his company's support for Irish women in sport. JP Scally is on the line. JP, how are you?
Good, thank you, Joe. How are you?
Le français, est-ce que c'est assez bon?
Ça doit être assez bon. Oui, mais je vais me débrouiller.
Oh, well done. Good job. Good. I thought I might catch you out with that one, actually, but I didn't. Well done.
No, a little bit of work to do on it, but we'll catch up soon.
I presume the French market is much bigger than the Irish market. Are there many differences in the food offering?
There are huge differences, absolutely. It's a very different market, different food tastes, different expectations. And I suppose what's particularly unique about the French market is the difference in expectations from different regions in the country. What people might eat in the north of France is very different to what they eat in the south. The wine that they expect in the east is very different to the wine that they expect in the west. So in addition to having a very different food offering across the entire country, there's also regional specialities as well.
And do they have the famous middle aisle in Lidl?
Absolutely. That is commonplace across all Lidl markets and very much part of our unique proposition. So yes, absolutely. In France, there might be different products, but the same concept.
And do you think that the Irish appreciate the middle aisle and the various assortment of stuff for gardens and playrooms more or less than the French might?
I would say very similar. I think we have our different habits in Ireland, different products that we're attracted to. The Parkside range of DIY tools and garden tools has been really popular in Ireland. I suppose we're unique in Ireland in that most of us live in houses as opposed to apartments, so we have a bit more space, more gardens to look after. So the gardening range in particular has been popular in Ireland, the barbecue range coming into the summertime. And then maybe in France, maybe something like clothing and textiles might be a lot more popular.
I was in a Lidl in Offenburg in Germany, in Western Germany recently, and there's a huge price difference between what we pay here and what they pay there. They pay a lot less.
That would depend on the categories, Joe. There's a number of different things that will influence the price of a product in any market. You know, if we take something like alcohol in Ireland, that's the one that comes up very often, especially this time of the year when people are maybe travelling on holidays to notice how much cheaper the wine is in France or Spain than in Ireland. Of course, that's because we have minimum unit pricing on alcohol in Ireland. But then we would invest some of the money that we might be getting through that minimum unit pricing on alcohol into areas like fresh fruit and veg to attract people into that area that would be much cheaper than a lot of other markets. So a lot of different particularities that will influence the price. And of course, Ireland is a more expensive place to do business generally, with the cost of living in Ireland, the cost of wages in particular has a big impact.
Will prices in Irish supermarkets start to retreat now, do you think, now that the inflation spike is behind us?
Well, in our stores, there has been a small reduction in the average price of a product over the past few weeks. So something that might have cost €1.50 last year might be now down to €1.45 or €1.40. Not a huge reduction, not back to where it was, but we are seeing that little bit of a drop off in prices. That being said, I think, you know, overall over the course of the rest of the year, we're probably going to see inflation hovering around 0% in food at least, which is not a reduction in price, but a big improvement from the high levels of inflation we've seen over the past couple of years.
Yes, the food price inflation was in the teens about 2 years ago. So that was very annoying for a lot of shoppers. What's been your biggest annoyance about the Irish supermarket sector? You've been in it quite a few years, JP.
Oh, I can't say I have any annoyance whatsoever. We've had a very successful few years. Lidl has really gone from strength to strength over the past few years.
So. Not just Lidl. What's the thing annoys you about the sector, not necessarily about your company?
No, I can't think of anything that annoys me in particular. Of course, expansion has been a topic I've talked about quite a bit in my time as a CEO, how we've huge ambitions to expand further in Ireland to open new stores. That process can take a little bit longer than we would like, but ultimately we get there in the end. I think over the past 9 years, we've opened about 50 brand new stores and we've relocated or rebuilt about 50 more in their existing locations. So, you know, we've made great progress in that regard. We would like to go faster. We do have ambitious plans for the future still in Ireland, and I'm very confident we will get there.
But that, you're talking about planning permission issues. And I also spoke to a rival supermarket and they said that quite a few of their rivals block applications. Have you found that as well?
Yeah, it has. It has happened. It is a feature, unfortunately, of the planning system that, you know, observations and objections are quite easily done by anybody, regardless of their interests. I know there's a review of the planning process underway by the relevant parties, and hopefully, you know, that review will lead to a slicker, smoother, faster process for everyone involved.
Okay. Now, you've done a lot to promote ladies football here. The All-Ireland Ladies Football Final is this weekend. Galway take on Kerry. Galway may kind of turn their misery from last Sunday into passion on this Sunday. Is that support working? Are the fans engaging?
Absolutely. We've had, you know, record attendances at games over the past number of years. One of the highlights since we commenced our sponsorship was probably in 2019, just before COVID, when we had an attendance of over 56,000 that year at the ladies' final. You know, that was unprecedented anywhere in Europe or across the world for a women's sporting event. So people have been voting with their feet. We would like to see a full Croke Park on All-Ireland final day, the same as we had last Sunday for the men's game. I think that will come, and we hope that this Sunday people will get out in their droves and support both Galway and Kerry, and also the other teams in the intermediate and junior games as well. And, you know, it's going to be a great occasion, not just the sport on the field, but the whole atmosphere, the whole occasion is something that's really to be relished. And particularly people with young kids, it would be great for them to get out and see support for the ladies on Sunday.
And Lidl has helped with the facilities as well, because facilities are really important for ladies football, ladies hurling, whatever, ladies sport in general.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's no secret that women's sports have found it more difficult to get funding over the years. We were delighted to play our part in influencing that positive societal change since 2016. A lot has been done, a lot has changed in that time, but I think there's an awful lot more to do as well to bring that parity about that everyone is looking for.
Bon chance, JP. Have a great trip and enjoy your time in Paris running Lidl in France. And best of luck to your successor. That is JP Scally, the Managing Director of Lidl Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.